Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Does everybody do the same things before they turn 30? At least make the same mistakes? These are a bunch of mistakes supposedly everyone makes before they turn 30. We're going through and seeing who will get the most. People said, Maitland said she thought Hot Wings would have the most.
Yes.
I believe Steve said you, Steve,
yes,
would have the most. How many do you have, Maitland?
I have 9.
Hot Wings?
I have 6.
Steve?
10.
I have 6. I'm storming back. Tommy, how many do you have?
I believe I'm at 4.
Okay.
Wow.
Kelly's at 5.
Yeah, you still have
Kelly's
time, though.
Yeah.
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 You're 20.
You're only like halfway
4?
There.
Yeah, you got most of these coming yet.
Yeah. Yeah, half of these I hadn't done at 24 yet.
Now, this next one sucks because me and Hot Wings and Steve, to a degree, wouldn't have had a chance to do it. Lose or break your phone. Oh. What was I going to do? Yeah. Tear it off the wall?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why was it outside? It only goes 30 feet.
Hey, has anyone seen my Roam phone?
Yeah, right.
The last time I saw it was on the couch.
You guys had Nokias, too. Those are going to survive nuclear war.
Oh, yeah. You just smash them on the ground and pick up the pieces, and it still works.
I always wanted one of those cool StarTAC phones, the flip phone. Those things looked so Star Trek. I was so jealous of those.
That doesn't make you sound young either. They look so Star Trek.
Yeah.
That two-season show from the 60s.
There's nothing that I will ever say or have ever said that made me sound young. So
true.
This is not new.
That's true.
I got a point for that, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maitland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they'd have had phones, I would have broken them. God damn it. That sounds terrible.
I mean,
they have phones.
But no, if cell phones were common, absolutely I would have broken one. Everything else I had broke eventually then.
I don't think I would have. I mean, I've had a phone now for 20 years and I've never broken one.
Never ever?
Not even cracked a screen. I will now, but no.
Yeah, but that makes sense though, because the whole idea of this list is you're much more careless when you're younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm more careless now. Honestly.
Maybe.
Like I do things now where I go, where is my head?
Next one. Oh, not doing that one.
What?
Now. Max out a credit card. Overdraft your bank account.
No.
Max out a credit card, yes. Limit was 500. I bought a VCR or something for $495. Still paying it off.
Overdraft, yes. Really. Not max out a credit card.
Maitland, you were a yes on that one. Tommy, you were a yes.
Max out, yes, but not overdraft.
I have never done either of those.
Ugh. I've never overdrafted
my
the bank.
My proudest thing.
Have you ever missed a flight? No. Didn't fly much in my 20s.
Before 30? No. And if I did, it would have been like a, you know, missed a connection because our first flight was. Yeah.
No, this means just not show up on time.
Nope. I did once in my 30s, but man, that one
doesn't count.
It shouldn't. Well, and it shouldn't have counted anyway. The person at the airline desk was an a-hole. I was supposed to take a flight that went from Grand Rapids to Detroit to Albany. And so now it wouldn't be a problem because you can check in on a phone and everything. But this was like 16 years ago. So it was before that was a thing. And so you would check in at the thing. So I go, oh, this will be more convenient. I'm flying with my friend Bill. I'll get on in Detroit.
Yeah.
And then so I went up to the thing and I said,
so
I need my ticket.
So you skipped your flight and drove to Detroit?
Yeah. I said, I need my ticket. And they said, oh, you needed to check on. And I go, well, and I had called and asked and they said, no, you can get on in Detroit.
Mm.
And so they gave me the runaround for so long. I got to the airport like an hour and 30 minutes before the flight. And they go, oh, you bought it through Orbitz. Well, that's this carrier. So you have to go to the American desk. The American desk goes, you got to go back to Delta. That's a Delta issue. And they ran me around so long that I missed my flight. Mm. So I don't feel like that one was my fault.
You still missed it. So you got to take your point.
That was in my 30s, though.
So. Oh, well, then quit it. Let's see. Missed a flight. Overpay at a strip club. Nope.
Well, I mean, just in general, going to a strip club.
I never spent any money. I only went
twice.
I never spent any money. It was too cheap.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And afraid the girl would like me too much.
Yeah, I don't think
I can't take this problemed girl home to my parents.
Yeah, I don't know what overspending means, but I did. I got like one lap dance once. I don't think I overpaid.
No,
though. I enjoyed that. I thought it was
You get a good deal on it?
Yeah.
Hubbings talked her down.
Yeah, the girl was cute.
Lap dance is 50.
I liked it.
I'll give you 35. You still need to pay your rent.
That was weird, though.
Pass out in front of your friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, pass out meaning, like,
drank too much and passed out?
Consciousness, or, like, fall asleep on the couch during a party?
Well,
pass out is base is due
like
to
fainting.
Yeah, well, pass out like out drank is too much, and whether you fall asleep or whatever, you're not waking up even though there's a party going on around you.
Okay. I don't
know. Are you splitting hairs?
A little bit, because
give yourself a check.
I'm a sleepy bitch.
Yeah.
Are you the person who just goes to sleep? You're like, I'm done partying.
Yeah, like if I sit on a couch and get a little comfy, if I get even somewhat horizontal, I'm done.
God, I hated riding with somebody else to a party and then finding out that they were the person who had to stay and be the last person there, whereas I was more like, I've had my fun, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. Let's see. Go number one or number two in your pants.
No.
No.
Yep.
I peed my pants in Hobby Lobby when I was 16.
Were you just too excited about all the crafts?
No. We had been at the zoo all day.
What is a field trip?
Oh, my gosh. So you're at the zoo and then you went to Hobby Lobby? What
yeah,
a day.
We went to the Toledo Zoo. And on our way back through, we were driving through Adrian, Michigan. And there was a Hobby Lobby. And we were like, oh, my gosh, let's go. Didn't know about the racism and all that other stuff there. But we were like, you know, okay, let's go to Hobby Lobby. And I was like, man, I really got to pee, but I can't find the bathroom. And that place is huge. And so I'm walking around and kind of doing a little dance, trying to like hold it. And then eventually I couldn't. And so I was like squatting on the floor, not to go, but just like praying. and then I stood up and my bladder was just like, nope, we're not holding this anymore. And so fell out of me. And I went to the car and my mom and my sisters were like texting me thinking that I left because I was mad about something. And I was like, no, I peed myself.
Oh.
Like they wouldn't let it go. I was like, no, guys, I just don't feel good. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Let's just go. And they're like, what's wrong? And I was like, I peed myself.
Oh, that's so bad.
When I was playing Little League, like third and fourth grade Little League, I sharted in the outfield.
Oh, no.
I thought they were going to turn it into a movie, but then it was an angel.
Say, yeah, that's a great movie.
So as soon as the game was over, I like raced to my parents' car and got in the back seat because I didn't want anyone to know. It wasn't a bad one, but it wasn't a good one.
Anyone is a bad one.
So then the coach, like my best friend's dad, was the coach of the team, and he came over and he said, son, I thought you played really well. Like, he opened the car door and was like, I thought you played really well. You didn't need to run to the car. Like, you did a good job. We didn't lose because of you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. We didn't lose because of me. I caught two outs and I had an assist at second base, but I did poop in my pants in the middle. So those dandelions must have caused an allergy. I didn't say any of that. I just went, okay, I'm sad about stuff. He probably to this day still thinks that I, you know, blame myself for the loss.
I'm sure he's still thinking about
Cyril's
it.
Cyril's Pressure Washers, the sponsor of the other team.
Yeah, too bad they weren't your sponsor.
Now with that
could've
one,
used it.
going to the bathroom in your pants.
Outfield fudge.
Before 30, okay, what is the other end of that, like, age range?
Oh, like,
because obviously if you're, you know, a baby, you're going to poop your pants.
So are you saying maybe I don't get a point for that one because it was third grade or fourth grade?
That's what I'm saying. Where's the low end of that?
It does seem a little young. But I was still old enough to know that I should probably go to that bathroom in between innings. Yeah. But
if you're old enough to be mortified by it, it counts.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, then give me a
and
check.
And I had a
then.
Chance to decide because I knew I didn't like pooping inside plastic domes.
Like, I had a job and a car.
There's no doubt that yours counts.
Job and a car, you're toast.
We weren't questioning yours.
Play hooky or call out sick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once. Raw dog a random person? Nope.
No.
No. But Kelly gets a point.
Yeah. Oh,
almost certainly.
Kelly, all of our points.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Sexed the wrong person. What was I going to do? Write him a letter.
You sent the pigeon to the wrong house.
Accidentally sent Polaroids to your grandma.
That's something I would have done by accident.
Yeah. Before I was 30, in order to do that, it would have taken me so long to write the text.
using all of the digits
to spell out a word, I would have caught it before I hit send.
It would have just said pork, question mark.
Pork, 69.
Yeah. It barely counts.
Does it count if I wrote boobs on a calculator and held it up to the wrong person?
Exactly what I was going to say.
80085. Yeah.
Look at this. It says loose.
Why does... Didn't Freebeer go number 3 in his pants? Not that I know of.
No, that was in a field.
It wasn't number 3. And it wasn't in my pants. It's a totally different thing.
I mean, honestly, there isn't a guy alive, though, that hasn't a little bit before 30. Yeah. Like, yeah. 1 million times.
Okay, real quickly, let's get the last several. Sleep through an important event? No.
Yes.
No.
Stand up a date? No. I worked too hard to get them.
God, no.
I had like 8 between 20 and 30. What am I going to do, skip one? I missed 12.5% of my dates by just not going.
Yeah, no way.
Give yourself a point for not going for it. Not going after the hottest girl in the bar, asking for the promotion of the raise, or just not being brave enough to bet on yourself. That's a cop-out. Actually, I went through a stage in college where I said to Hot Wings, I'm like, I'm going to ask the hottest girl out at the bar every time we go. And I made it about 4 weeks before that was soul-crushing. All it took was like 3 in a row laughing when I asked. Where I went, boy, I think I might be out of my class. All right, who got the most points? I got 10. Maitland.
15.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Hot Wings.
I only ended up with 7.
Steve.
19.
Oh my God.
And there are at least a couple where I didn't give myself a point where I probably could have.
Tommy, how many do you have?
I think I'm at 10, so I don't know what
Tommy,
that says about
your challenge is to get 9 more in the next 6 years so you can pass Steve.
Yep. I'll do that just for you, Steve.
Yeah, no, but by the end of the week.
Maitland, by the end of the week,
do
I
you
got
think
a busy
you will
weekend.
Pass Steve in the next few years?
Yeah, you're going to be raw dogging strangers.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.